We're here.
Hi.
We're live. It's been a while.
Back to the Nathan and Steven podcast. Time times. Definitely an episode. Probably episode 18. Others the song.
Playing a song. Let's just give it a second. Can you hear it? I don't know if it's playing here.
I can hear it.
Okay. Wow, it takes a while to start, I think.
Look at it go. Okay, oh, anyway.
Okay, do the intro now.
Okay.
Talking about.
So, welcome back. We're gonna be talking about Black Widow.
I'm not allowed to do this.
I could hear it, but like, not very well. Steven's playing the song from the intro of the movie because that's the tone. Anyway, okay. Was I the only one who thought that song was misplaced? I thought it was rude.
It was just there.
Yeah, I was confused. And the intro went on forever.
So loud for me. I don't know how loud it is.
Oh, I can hear it.
I don't know the words.
Okay.
Okay, anyway, no more song.
Come back, and yeah, we're talking about Black Widow, and I hope you enjoyed the music. And it's the first MCU movie in a year and a half, I think. And it takes place between Civil War and Infinity War, which you know we'll talk about. And it it was after the shows. It was the first like full movie, and it was in the theater, so. You know, general thoughts. What are your thoughts on Black Widow, Steve?
Okay, walking out of the theater, I thought it was like, this movie was really good. But then thinking back on it, it's like, I think it was still good. I just don't think it was as good as I thought, just because, you know, first movie. And I think it was, no, it wasn't the first movie I've seen in theaters, because I saw quite.
Yeah, I did too. That was the only one.
But yeah, pretty much, first Marvel movie. So, you know.
I'll start with this. I did like the movie, and I still do after like looking back on it, and it's definitely like solid, and it's definitely like probably a little like it's around probably the midway like of the Marvel movie rankings. It's probably around like the halfway point. That YouTuber I watch, you know, Ben Wyatt or whatever, he talked about how after Phantom Menace came out, everyone did this thing called Phantom Menacing, where they were in denial of how bad it was, that they were hyping it up, and people were saying it's better than Return, and that like, oh, the kid Anakin stole the show. And like, there was all these interviews. We know now that that's not true. And like, obviously, like,
well,
okay.
Majority
of ones, the smart ones know that's not true. And anyway, like, I don't want to say that, you know, I'm like being oblivious and in denial. Like, obviously it was good, but like the theater experience and like it being the first one definitely, you know, gave me a boost of happiness after coming out of that movie. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it was like I don't know. It definitely, just from the beginning, I thought it didn't really feel like much like a Marvel movie. It was kind of like, I don't know, like just like the beginning opening, like the opening scene was like really different.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, it's so weird because like you got to remember all the events of like,
I know,
Civil War, and I feel like we're like we'll probably remember more than most people just because like we're pretty big Marvel fans, and like we've rewatched movies and we've seen those movies kind of recently, so it's like we remember what happened, but like majority of people are like they don't know what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah, watching Civil War definitely would have like been beneficial, and watching this, like, I saw this with Thomas and Gavin, which are two people who like don't watch the MCU, and they liked it, but then like Thomas like, oh, I don't get like why she was on the run. It's like, yeah, why would he know that, you know? Like, and then Gavin was like, oh, is she going to be in future ones? Like, oh no, she's dead.
It's yeah, like, I know, yeah. My, so it's a little. I watched it with my cousins, and they're just like confused.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think it's the best movie to introduce someone to the MCU with. But like, I mean, it's just like we talked about it when like we were watching the trailers and whatever. Like at first, we were like, I feel like this is just going to be a baseline MCU movie. But then as time went on, we were all hoping for it to be like this big, like, I don't know what we were expecting.
But we just wanted an incredible return to the MCU.
Yeah. And like, I don't think we got that really, but it's fine. It's like the first movie, Phase 4. I mean, it's not bad by any means. It's like a decent movie.
We'll start with the pros first, because like the cons I have aren't really like complete dislikes. It's just a little couple issues and nitpicks, but like the pros, like I thought I like the cast. Like, I liked all the characters, I thought. No, okay, I did think David Harbour's character, whatever, Red Guardian, was, like, kind of underwritten. Like, I hope he returns because he didn't do enough. He was, like, funny, and I liked his character. Yeah.
All the characters were actually, like, pretty funny. That was the one thing I actually liked, with, like, the jokes were actually pretty good.
This is one of the funnier, like, Marvel movies. Like, and it was good being in a theater again because, like, I got to, like, hear audience reactions and stuff again. It's like, I kind of miss that. Like, when people tell jokes in WandaVision, I'm just sitting there looking to no one on my left, so.
Were there jokes in WandaVision?
They tried, but
maybe.
Anyway, but no, I thought, I don't want to say that's as far as my progress. That's not true, but it was definitely, like, a standard Marvel movie, I guess, for the most part. Like, it wasn't offensive, and it didn't take, like, great, like, risks and stuff, which was kind of good for, like, the scenario, because we hadn't seen a Marvel movie in a while, and it was like, I don't know. You're right, like, it didn't feel like a normal Marvel movie, but I guess the best comparison is, like it felt inspired by, like, Winter Soldier and stuff. Like, it kind of felt like they were going for a spy thriller, which I guess makes sense.
Yeah. It was just, like, you can't really get much out of a character like Black Widow just because of, like, I don't want to say she's a bad character, because I started liking her character the more I, like, rewatched the movies. But she's definitely underwritten for majority of the MCU.
Yeah.
And then she becomes, like, a pretty good character in Endgame and Infinity War, and she dies. But, you know, so. I feel like a lot of people were expecting her to get a lot of character development. And, like, in some ways, she didn't even feel like the main character.
No, I was gonna.
Like, the more I think about it, it's like she wasn't even in the. Like, she was in the movie, but she wasn't. I don't know. It was just like the four. Like, the family was the main character. Like, the entire family.
The idea of, like, the Red Room. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
So, my main. Okay, I know these are huge cons, so I promise I like the movie. My major issues is the main character, like, how they treated her, the plot, when it takes place, and what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, just, okay, the idea, like, it just didn't feel like they had a stellar idea, and they were like, oh, we got to make this Black Widow movie. This is a story everybody wants to hear. It felt like they're like, people want a Black Widow movie, and we've already made a woman like what led with Captain Marvel, so now we could finally release it. But where was that back in, like, 2016? You know, like, had this come out and the time was supposed to, it would have been way better, especially since there's no benefit, I feel like, for it being a prequel besides the post-credit scene. Like, you could release this at any time.
Yeah. Well, when they said they were making a Black Widow movie, I feel like everyone figured it was going to be about her actual past.
With Hawkeye and whatever, and then, like, her...
Well, yeah, well, the Budapest and actually her training in the Red Room. And, like, I feel like that concept would have been much more, like, exciting and interesting than, like, what we got. You know? I don't know.
Especially because they've hinted at it so many times at the MCU.
Yeah, the Budapest, yeah.
They, no, you're right, I mean... So many times.
But at least we finally got an explanation for it.
I'm not, like, a huge comic reader or whatever, and I don't have, like Taskmaster I was not offended by, like, people were, and, like, with the Mandarin. But it is kind of an issue. Like, the whole thing with the villain or whatever is, like, he's, like, hidden and super hard to find. And, like, that kind of hurts the movie because you don't see the villain. Like, oh, you see him in the introduction? He
doesn't show up until, like, the last, like, 30
minutes. Like, Taskmaster's there to give, like, them something to fight, you know? And so are, like, the Red Room ladies. Like, it felt like those just, like, throwaway armies in Infinity War that they fight just so there's something, like, to watch them fight before, like, the main threat, which is, like, Thanos. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's, like, it's just, it's hard to, like, root for something that you don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really know what they're fighting till, like, the last few scenes. And, like, I know, like, there's, like, a lot of criticism with Taskmaster and whatever. I know it was, like, the same as Iron Man 3 because Mandarin was, like, not real. But I still really like that movie. But Taskmaster was definitely, like, I feel like they could have done her better. It's weird saying that because I know it's a him and a
comic. I don't want to say him because I thought it would be a title.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know. I don't really know what I like. I kind of know what he's like in the comics, but I don't know that well. So
yeah, and I don't know, the whole, like, idea of them, like, just brainwashing. There's, like, an antidote, and then I talked about it, but, like, the fact that she can't attack him because of his pheromones or something. Like, there's just a bunch of little, like, details that just kind of, like, oh, we're gonna do that, and then,
yeah,
like, I don't know, stuff like that was just like, and I didn't like how they flashed back to a previous conversation between Natasha and like the mom.
Oh, yeah.
To just like give answers to everything. It's like, okay, how many times are we going to just like answer for a problem? But,
yeah. I don't know. It's just like, plot was pretty simple.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's not much to say about it. It's just like a basic movie.
The cons are the pros. Like, if they took a risk, it might have been horrible, but the fact that they didn't was kind of good. Like, they went like the same.
Yeah. Like, I don't think they're expecting this movie to be amazing, but I don't know.
I mean, that's the criticism, is that it just feels like filler. And like the fact that Natasha's like dead now, like there's not, like, we talked about how she didn't really have character development, but how could you? Because we've already seen her after this. Like, you can't really create a arc, because it's like, oh, where's that? So
I'm glad, the one thing I'm glad they didn't do is like they didn't make General Ross like a major part of the movie, because I feel like that would have made it like way too complicated and like messy. Like, I'm glad he was just like, he was just kind of there at the beginning.
Yeah,
and then, to like give context for when the movie takes place, and then there at the end to like to close the events, because you know that she like has to save everyone and like get everyone out of prison for Infinity War. And then what did she get captured?
That's what I was gonna say. When you said Jennifer Ross, like, I really didn't like how they showed the cars circling her and she didn't run. Then they go 2 weeks later and she's just on like free again. Like, I did not like that much.
And, yeah, I don't really know what happened.
That was a little bit.
Cosmo brought that up and I was like, wait, what?
It just like, it didn't feel messy or unwritten. It just felt lazy. Like, it's just like, why even show her getting like, why did they even include that?
I don't know.
There's just some like,
they just needed something to get the family out and whatever.
And I mean, Winter Soldier and Civil War both had really like notable action scenes. I don't know. I thought the action was good in this one. Like, I liked the scene with the avalanche and stuff when they're running. And then I don't know how much I liked that final thing where they're falling from the sky. Like, obviously, Avengers movies are not realistic, but like,
it reminded me of, you know, in season 7 of Clone Wars when Ahsoka is like, is that, except just not as good.
That's facts. but
also, she's a Jedi, so it's like, it's different.
Also, I already brought this up to you, but I cannot, that one scene. Where like
it's so funny
and like like I don't know what they were supposed to do, because the script was horrible. Like, just the line delivery, she was like, oh, don't do it, oh, it was fun, no. This just like blew up.
They were trying to make a callback to early in the movie, and it's like, whatever.
I guess.
I don't even know, that scene was so, I didn't even notice it. Like, I wasn't paying attention that much, and then you sent me the video and I rewatched it and I was like, what?
I don't know. I like caught that right away for some reason, because it was like the climax or something. And I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's not good in that scene.
And the post credit scene, like, I just want to talk. This is more not even part of the review, just like speculation, I guess. Like, I don't really understand the whole deal with that, like, lady, like Madame Hydra, whatever she's supposed to be. Is she creating a team? It just feels like Nick Fury showing up.
But she's supposed to be forming like a bad team.
Like the Thunderbolts or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's that. So General Ross supposed to become Red Hulk, and then and then they already have what's his name, John Walker, and then Yelena, and I don't know who else.
I mean, so is Florence Pugh gonna be in the Hawkeye show now? Like, is that gonna tie?
I don't know. I don't even know. But like, what? I feel like that could be just summed up with like a quick conversation. Just be like, no, I didn't kill.
Like, it's going to be like a fight scene. He's going to be like, I didn't do it.
Like, oh, okay. They're going to keep fighting. And it's going to be like, wait, I don't know.
I also wonder if the lady actually genuinely like believes that. Cause like, you know, from anyone outsider's point of view, like two people went to that planet and one came back. So like,
that's true.
You know, like, I wonder if she actually
thinks they announced to the public what happened. Or like,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess.
And, as much as I wanted Tony Stark, like, sort of cameo or phone call or something, I'm kind of glad they didn't. Like, as a fan, I wanted it, but, like, it kind of would have been weird. Like, you're right, like, they provided enough context with, like, Ross and, like, the events going on without, like, making it fan service. Like, oh, here's these characters. Remember, they're alive right now. Like, it was good that they didn't do that.
Yeah. Probably would have been really expensive, too. They, like, one line.
The only like emotional connection I had was like the fact, like with Natasha, is the fact that I know she dies and this is like the last time we'll see her.
Yeah.
But it was just so like underwhelming, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like they could have done more for like for a Black Widow movie, it wasn't really about Black Widow. It's just weird.
I just, especially since they're trying to set up characters like possibly the Red Guardian and obviously Yelena, and I just like, if she didn't die, like this would have been a good a better start to like Phase 4, because like it actually takes place after Endgame, and then you get to see these new characters, because now it's like, where were they during Endgame? Where, like, there's just weird.
Yeah, I know that, because everyone was like, oh, they're gonna die because they don't show up. So then, I don't know.
And as far as like deaths go, there wasn't really anything like, I didn't really feel stakes, especially since you know she does. She feels invincible. Like, honestly, you know she's not gonna die. And like the only thing I thought was, I guess the side characters would, but it's kind of weird, like having.
Yeah, but also you're like, they're not gonna die because they need characters.
If they fall from buildings and stuff, then. And is the Taskmaster thing kind of remind me of Ghost almost, like how she just got like freed or whatever? Now she's just kind of living like in the background. Like, where's Ghost?
That's I feel like that's the main thing that people are mad about, is because like she's not even bad anymore.
Yeah, she's not Taskmaster. She's just a lady.
A lady that can copy. I don't even.
I saw people. Well, this is getting into Loki, but I saw people getting excited because they're like, "Oh, there's always a chance you get a variant. And you could have the real Taskmaster." It's like, I don't know.
So confusing, though. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but
everyone's excited because they think old characters are gonna come back. But I feel like majority of them won't.
I think they'll,
but not like actual.
Just in the grand scheme of things too, because now we know after this is getting Loki kind of, but like that it's about the multiverse and stuff, like this being the start of Phase 4, kind of weird, like that this feels like it should be in Phase 3, but then all the other stuff's going to be like not that. I guess Shang-Chi maybe, but like I don't know.
Shang-Chi looked good. I just didn't watch the trailer before, now I did.
It does look good.
Yeah,
it's just the whole thing of Phase 4 is like we're supposed to be moving I know I'm getting garbage on it because like, you know, like to return back to a character we just saw to start the thing is a little, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't know. It's just not like a great start, not a terrible start to Facebook.
Yeah, I was satisfied, but it, like definitely, I got to see moving forward, like how my opinion will change of movies, like especially because I already know I'm going to like Shang-Chi when I come out of the theater, but I don't know how like good it will actually be because.
What? Sorry.
No, I just don't know like how good it might actually be because I don't know, like coming out of the theater, I remember Danny's like, oh, this gave me faith that the MCU is competent again because we watched Falcon, Winter Soldier, and WandaVision. And it's like, yeah, it gave me faith too again because I was like, oh, they could actually make movies. But like, I was pretty amped up about it and happy, but I don't know if that was just recency bias type of thing.
Yeah. Just the more I think about it, the more it's like an average movie.
But whatever. Better than Captain Marvel, though.
No. No Captain Marvel.
This was better than Captain Marvel. I
said. Oh, this is better. Oh, yeah, definitely that. Yeah. I don't think it's.
I don't know. That's pretty much my thought.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, whatever.
The issue is not much to speculate on.
What?
I said the issue is like with this type of movies, there's not much to speculate on, especially since Loki just happened. There's like way bigger.
But Loki's gonna be crazy. It's like. There's going to be a lot more to talk about in that movie, I think.
Yeah.
Herb show.
We can talk about Loki like coming up in this one.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're going to wrap it up. If you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe, like the video, comment what you want to see next. We're probably going to take a break from MCU stuff after the Loki podcast just because we're not getting new content until What If, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's like August 11th.
Yeah, so like a couple weeks. Might review some other things. So follow our TikTok and Instagram at podcast_time_times. We post like clips on those. We used to. Nathan needs to do that.
Okay.
We're going to try. Like, we keep saying this at like the end of every podcast. We're going to try to be more consistent, but it's just hard.
We're busy. We're
playing 2K, okay? It's just
exactly. I mean, what's more important?
Yeah.
I do want to do more like individual movie things though. Like we never did like the Snyder Cut and the Suicide Squad's coming out soon. Stuff like that I want to do.
Yeah. Okay. I think that's gonna be it for today's podcast. Say bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.